This podcast is brought to you by XNWX Satellite Weather.
Thanks for tuning in to AvWeb's continuing audio coverage of EAA AirVenture. I'm Paul Bertarelli, reporting direct from Oshkosh, Wisconsin, where we are speaking today with Rob Kalberer of TrueFlight. Thanks for being with us today, Rob.
Hi, how are you?
Now, for a number of years, TrueFlight has developed and sold a series of portable GPS navigators and electronic flight bags, and although you're not displaying here at the show, you do have some new products to talk about. So in this photo podcast, let's take a quick tour, but before we get into the new products, can you just give us a general rundown on your current product line?
Sure. We have two displays. They both run on solid state. One is referred to as the flight cheater FL-190, and the other one is the FL-210. And they generally have about the same screen area as far as square inches. The 210's got an extremely bright display, pretty much on par with what you would expect in a panel stalling system that was certified. The FL-190 has a screen that's not quite as bright, and that's more along the level of what you would expect in a portable handheld GPS.
Now, both of these units run off ship's power, is that correct?
Yes, they both run off of ship's power, although the FL-190 has an internal battery that runs a little over 2 hours in case you lost full electrical power in the aircraft. The 210 as well has an optional additional battery that you can have that will run the whole system for 2 hours if you lost all the electrical in your plane.
And typically for external sensors, what kinds of information can we display on the cheetahs?
Well, certainly the XM weather, the artificial horizon from PC Flight Systems, and the Xanon Flight XRX traffic alert.
Okay. And price points for the cheetahs?
The FL-190 is $18.95. And the FL-210 is $29.95.
Moving on here to our next photo, which is this split-screen photo. This is the new HITS display, I take it. Tell us a little bit about this.
Yes, we came out with the 3D terrain view, or highway in the sky, a little while back. And what we've done is we've split the screen. And what I found, particularly flying with it, it's most useful to have a split screen because there's still certain information it's much easier to interpret in a 2D form, you know, basically watching yourself as an example on the approach and seeing where you are in the segment and the altitudes and the relative distance of things. Whereas the 3D view, of course, gives you a more natural view out the window. But by combining both of them together, it's probably the most effective.
On the split screen view that I'm looking at, we have kind of what looks like an inverted L backwards L.
Okay, right. On that inverted L, that's actually your aircraft position.
And I assume that the white line represents a horizon line?
That's correct.
And the vertical green line?
The vertical green line, essentially would represent the tail.
Moving on to the third photo, which is, I assume, the True HITS display, is it not?
Right.
Okay, explain a little bit about that, how that was developed and how you use it.
Well, what we did, of course, is we got terrain information and the 3D information, and so we display it. The view that you see on the screen is the view that you would see out the window if you could see out the window. Then what we do in addition is we take these, essentially it's like a picture frame, and every half mile to represent where you should be flying while flying an approach. So if you select an approach, you'll see a number of these picture frames leading you all the way down to the threshold of the runway.
Now, do those also appear during en route navigation?
No. We may in the future add that if someone wants to just cruise at a particular altitude, but right now you only see those during your approach or during if you're performing a missed approach, you'll see those as well.
Now, I've seen HITS boxes on other displays, Garmin, for example. Do all of these HITS boxes have the same dimensions, or is that up to the manufacturer?
I think it's up to the manufacturer.
So if we're looking at the display here and we're looking at, looks like about six boxes, what is the dimension of the closest one? In other words, how does that relate to the quartz width?
They're all 150 feet square, 50 feet across and 150 feet top to bottom.
So edge to edge, 150 feet. So really, if you're anywhere near even the edge of the HITS box, you're really on course.
Yes. One of the first things I noticed when I set it up and was flying with it is my initial impression was it was almost like a Salvador Dali painting to see all these things off in the distance that you had to fly up to and then start to fly through. And while you're flying through them, your perception may be that you're right on the approach, but very often you'll see that you're off to the left-hand side of these boxes. As they really seem pretty small when you're actually flying.
Is this available now or will be available shortly?
This is all available now.
Okay, and this is an add-on feature to the existing Cheetahs?
Right, this is an add-on. One additional feature we added with this Highway in the Sky is the ability to zoom way in. So the default view will show you what it would look like out the window. But you may be 8 or 9 miles out from the threshold, and even on a VFR day, you can't see the runway. Well, what we do is we have the ability where you can zoom way in to simulate as if you were closer to about 2 miles out. So you can see yourself drifting off to the left or to the right of the runway or whatever the case may be.
I assume that has the effect of increasing the scale of the hitbox?
Yeah.
Moving on to the Landsat photos here, and this part I think is really cool. This is something that's going to be available in the fall. We're looking at the Landsat view of the runway here. Tell me what we're looking at and what it means.
What that is it's Landsat, all from satellite photos. It's in a database of the entire United States. And we actually would be displaying it in two different forms. One is basically as a background map. So on your main screen, you could overlay airspace and, as an example, see the Landsat imagery directly below you in relation to where you are. The other one is referring to the picture we're looking at, is it will give you a 3D view, once again simulating what you would see out the window if the weather was nice. And so it will respond. If you're at a higher altitude, the view, of course, will change the same as it would with a lower altitude.
This is a little bit of a mind bender. Those are not individual photos, but they're constructed from data. Is that correct?
Yes. We take a lot of tiles, and we put them together around the country. So any given area that you've flying in, it will reference the tiles in that area, and it joins them together.
So if I understand this correctly, that means that if I were approaching this runway from either the opposite direction or 90 degrees to the center line, the view would still be correct?
Correct.
And is that does data cover every airport in the U.S.?
Yes, it covers all of the U.S.
How are you able to get that into a database? It seems like it'd be an enormous amount of information.
It is. we use a lot of high compression.
If we were flying this approach, it's dynamic, so it would look somewhat like a movie, and would it be smooth?
Well, it would update as often as the GPS updates. So in our case, that would be once a second. If you tied it into a different GPS that would update more often, such as 5 times a second, then that's how often this screen would update.
So it has kind of a step view as you're flying it?
Yes. Of course, in any given second, the actual amount of movement until you get really close to the runway is going to be very subtle anyways.
As you get on the ground, does it also show taxi features?
Yeah, it'll show taxi features. Of course, the thing to remember is some taxiways are, for instance, in Florida, they might be white taxiways against sand or light color.
Mm-hmm.
So you wouldn't see it as clearly as you would in lots of other areas of the country.
And when will this feature be available?
We're looking to release this in mid-fall.
And the last photo is actually the Landsat, I guess, a vertical view. Tell us how that works.
You know, basically you think of that as another background map that you would have an option of displaying on the screen. One of the advantages of that is if you ever were to lose an engine at night or in instrument conditions, it would give you an area to head towards because you may not be able to see the ground until very close to the end. One of our features that we're working on that we're tying in with that Landsat is the ability to show where your plane will be 1,000 feet above the ground and where your plane will be on the ground based on your actual rate of descent, not guessing you're descending a standard of 400 feet a minute or whatever. What we would do is we'd actually take your actual rate of descent and we figure the winds into it as far as what your ground speed is, and then we can really pinpoint exactly where you're going to come down. So if, you know, the worst case scenario happens, you're above a cloud deck and you lost your engine and you just have to put it down, at least it would allow you to head towards an area where there are fields.
And that display is dynamic enough to keep up with the actual aircraft position?
Once a second, yes.
Well, thanks very much for the information, Rob. If you'd like more information on TrueFlight's products, log on to www.aviationsafety.com, where you'll find the full product line and some live demonstrations. For more on breaking news here at Oshkosh, log on to www.avweb.com. And if you haven't already, sign up for our daily news service. It's free, and we're covering all there is to see at AirVenture. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
XMWX satellite weather has quickly become the leading way to fly for pilots across the country. And now with updates to the Aviator Data Package and Aviator Pro, the brand new weather data package from XMWX, pilots have an even better reason to fly with the Data Link weather leader in flight and every flight.